The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I want to jump right into something here. There's an expression that I use on the show, and I've mentioned it in the past, that I have borrowed it from Benny Hill. There was a skit on Benny Hill that was set in Africa, and they had taught this scout, guide, whatever, broken English. Well, how's his English coming along? Well, getting close. When a stranger comes up to the camp, he asks, "Friend or enema?" I have taken that, and I have modified it to something I call, "With friends like these, who needs enemas?" We have such a story. Now, I mentioned we did a topic on an incident that happened in downtown Green Bay. It'll be a week ago this weekend. And I understand that the Green Bay audience knew a lot more about it than the Lakeshore and Central Wisconsin audiences that hear the show on WHBL and WSAU. I understand that. But I felt it was generalizable to the entire audience because of the issues involved. A police officer was caught on cell phone video arresting someone with what many people consider excessive force. The police association stands by their member and believes that it was a lawful, legal arrest. We'll see what the final determination is. I have not cast judgment on that one way or the other, but I disagree with the police association in their estimation that the mainstream media should not have covered the event by airing portions of the video. I disagree with that. Now comes this. As you are probably aware, there has been a movement throughout Wisconsin in recent months with open carry. I support open carry. It's legal. If you want to open carry a firearm to protect yourself, you have every right in Wisconsin to do that. For the past 3.5 years, if you want to conceal carry, you have every right to do that. I choose to conceal carry. And as I mentioned, as I've lost the weight, I conceal carry more often because it's more comfortable for me to do. But if you choose to holster a weapon in plain view, and assuming that you're not on privately owned property where they ask you not to, you have every right to do that. That doesn't mean I'm going to agree with you every time you do it. If you do it for self-protection, fine. If you do it to make a political statement, not so fine. I have been critical of those who are going around the state with long guns slung over their shoulders, holstered handguns, where that level of protection isn't needed. There's no perceived threat. Yes, they have the right to do it, and I'm not saying they don't. But I'm not going to say it's a smart thing to do when you're just trying to freak people out and goad a police officer into making a mistake. And that's what this is all about. This idiocy is being taken to new heights by one of the men who has been involved in this stupid, in-your-face, open carry movement throughout the state. He initially sent a letter to the Green Bay paper. Fox 11 in Green Bay also spoke with him. His name is Charles Brandstrom of Appleton. I'll let Fox 11 tell the story. I know a lot of you in the Green Bay audience already know this because I've blogged on it. It's been in the news in the last 12 to 14 hours. Here is the story that Fox 11 in Green Bay ran.
Appleton man who has become known for his actions supporting gun rights says he'll be taking his message to Green Bay this weekend. He says he and some other armed friends will gather outside a Green Bay bar near where police and customers were involved in a confrontation last weekend. Charles Brandstrom received police and public attention for two incidents in the Fox Cities. In September, Brandstrom legally carried a rifle on College Avenue in Appleton near the farm market. In November, police stopped him in Nina while he was legally carrying a 12-gauge shotgun. Tonight, Fox 11's Ben Krumholtz has balanced coverage of Brandstrom's Green Bay plans.
In the past, anytime.
Charles Brandstrom says he'll be with a small group of people on Washington Street early Sunday morning, all carrying guns.
Everybody I know has a cool head. I don't see a problem with it. You know, we're just peacefully assembling. I guess it's up to Green Bay police if it's going to turn bad or not.
Brandstrom says the demonstration will be to show opposition to how Green Bay police officer Derek Wickland acted in this video. The video was shot last weekend on Washington Street as people were leaving the bars at closing. You can hear 29-year-old Joshua Wenzel curse at Wickland. You then see Wickland take down Wenzel, who was arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
So what do gun rights have to do with the video? I asked that question to Brandstrom.
We're doing this just to show that we're not going to stand by and let, you know, the police brutality happen. Seems like a growing trend.
Brandstrom says police acted inappropriately toward him last year while he was legally carrying a gun.
Now, in this day and age, as a police officer, if you make a furtive action towards a weapon, you know what I'm going to do?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to shoot you right in the head. Nothing personal, but that's the world we live in, right?
Nina police defended what the officers did and said.
We received numerous phone calls about two individuals with weapons right in front of a school, so it was certainly an appropriate response.
As for the actions of Wickland last weekend, his police union calls them justifiable, legal, and lawful. The Green Bay Police Department is conducting an internal investigation to determine if the department agrees. In Green Bay, Ben Krumholz, Fox 11 News.
Couple of things. I have no problem with what the Nina police told them. Yes, you have a right to legally carry. If you do anything that makes that officer think you're about to draw that gun, then he's going to shoot you. Right in the head, as he said. And I have no problem with the officer telling him that. I have a big problem with what Brandstrom told Fox 11. Well, it's up to police if there's a problem. How can you perceive that as any other way than a threat? You're going into downtown Green Bay where there are going to be drunks and officers dealing with drunks, and you're going to be armed. Apparently in the same fashion that you've been armed in other places, with handguns and long guns. And for what purpose? What is your goal? You're not from Green Bay. Are you going there to go to the bars? Fine. Fine. You're looking for trouble. You're looking for an officer to give you trouble. You make it sound, whether you intend to or not, like you're looking for a damn gunfight with a cop, you idiot. Those of you who have supported this aspect of the open carry movement are deeply, deeply misguided. They're idiots, they're troublemakers, and they hurt the cause of gun rights. Yes, these mental midgets have the right to do this. And the reason that he reached out to a newspaper is because he knows someone who he would normally consider a friend and someone like me is not going to support this stupid, stupid, stupid move. And any legal, law-abiding, responsible gun owner should criticize these muttonheads, not egg them on. Now that I've said my piece as succinctly as I can, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, and these guys have gone all over the state. And I know they have their supporters all over the state. You are completely wrong if you support gun rights and you support with these guys. Do you support this guy basically challenging police to a gunfight? Because that's what he's doing, whether he knows it or not. And if they make so much as a twitch, they're endangering their lives because that's what police do and should do. Shay in Green Bay. Shay, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. You know, I'm a huge supporter of gun rights. I carry, you know, a lot of times myself, and sometimes I choose to open carry, sometimes I choose to conceal carry, depending on the situation. But, I mean, this guy is being a complete, well, actually, as far as open carry goes, sometimes, like, I know I have some cop friends who said they actually prefer when people open carry because then they know what they've got.
Yeah.
But this is going so much further than anything they've even done in the past as far as, you know, making their political statements. They are looking to pick a fight. This is absolutely foolish because, honestly, you know, the police are not forewarned that they are looking for something to happen. And police are justifiable in defending themselves, just like everybody else is justifiable in defending themselves. And I'm sorry, even if you think what the police officer did last weekend was wrong, and, well, we'll see where that all goes, the guy that the supposed victim here, whether he was or not, we'll see, was not in any real danger of life here. So there's no need for a gun sight here to change the situation. It's ridiculous.
There is no other way, Shay, to read what he's saying other than a threat to police. None whatsoever.
I completely agree with you. I mean, it is, it's not just making a statement. It is being an idiot. I mean, you can make some of the things they've done in the past, you could argue is some sort of statement, and you can argue whether you think it was a good idea or not. But this is so far beyond that. It's absolute ludicrous. And I'm sorry, you're not going to find a bigger Second Amendment defender than myself. I mean, I'm a huge supporter of that, but this is just lunatic. It's as loony as some of the loony left out there that make some of their environmentalist arguments look really stupid.
Shay, thanks for the call. And here's the distinction. As Shay mentioned, sometimes he concealed carries, sometimes he open carries. But his purpose is always the same, self-protection. I don't even support what these folks have done in other communities where they're trying to make a political statement. This is just nuts. And if you've been defenders of this movement, I think who and what they really are is now, I hope, has been revealed to you. Ron in Sheboygan Falls. Ron, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, sir. A quick comment, that diet does work. I'm doing that, too. But on this concealed carry and this other, what's going on with this police officer, I think people need to start taking the high road. The police officer was a little bit aggressive. And these people, this gentleman going to Green Bay, gentleman is probably not the correct word. Like you said, he's just going to hurt the cause. And anyway, that's all I got to say. You have a good weekend, okay?
Ron, thanks a lot. I'm glad the diet's working for you. I can't add anything to that. John on the road. John, go ahead.
Hey, you know, it kind of appears to me that, and this is a slightly different subject, but it connects. It seems like the Republican Party has been infiltrated by the left to take it down from the inside. Is there a possibility that these guys are doing this to draw negative attention to it and take apart more of the gun rights?
I have no evidence to support that. Boy, I tell you what, they couldn't do a better job if they were trying, though.
Exactly.
And I have no reason to suspect that other than, yeah, it would be very effective, wouldn't it? To Gary D. in Pulaski. Gary, go ahead.
Jerry, love you, man. Love your show. Thanks so much for letting me chime in. I'm so lost so I can say what I need to say. You know, this is idiocy, and we don't want someone's idiocy. Else's idiocy, but this gentleman and this group is trying to incite trouble. They are trying to, and I'm going to tell you what, Jerry, I'm going to say it flat out. If one of them gets hurt, or God forbid one of them gets killed, the average IQ of the average population just went up.
Okay, that's what's important to point out here, Gary. They're looking for trouble, and then and what really hacks me off, then
they're trying to. They're not protecting anything. They're not promoting anything. They just want trouble.
I will tell you that in the last, 2 weeks, again, ever since it's become more comfortable for me to carry, there are people who had no clue and probably would have been quite surprised. I mean, I would never conceal carry anywhere that I'm legally allowed. But at places where I was legally allowed, I have bigger fitting shirts now. I've got bigger fitting pants. I can do it where you have no idea. The law allows concealed carry. I really don't know why you would want to open carry, but it is a right, and I would never challenge anyone for doing that unless they use it for a stupid ploy like this one.
God bless you, man. I'm telling you, that's exactly the truth. This is counterproductive in the biggest way, and all we do is incite the wild nut left group to make it difficult for us to keep being law-abiding citizens.
It's like the previous caller said, if they're not from the other side trying to make us look bad, they sure could be. Paul on the road, hang on, you're up in 5 minutes. It's 9:21.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.